Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2008. Israeli troops storm a number of West Bank cities, rounding up seven Palestinians, while in Gaza, Israeli authorities deny international activists passage out of the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The frequent Israeli military offensives against Palestinian cities, towns, villages, and refugee camps in the occupied West Bank today resulted in the detention of seven Palestinians from Jenin, Nablus, and Tul Karem. Witnesses said that scores of Israeli military vehicles swept into the said areas early as at dawn, and soldiers ransacked and searched residents' homes, rounding up and taking the seven residents to unknown destinations. As the daily Israeli operations in the West Bank are unabated, the situation in Gaza continues to be hard as Israel continues to close all border crossings of the coastal region. Today, the Israeli authorities declared they would not allow some international activists out of Gaza en route to their destinations abroad. Among those prevented access is British journalist and sister-in-law of former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, Lorraine Booth. Booth, who arrived in Gaza on August 23rd on one of the Free Gaza boats, was quoted as saying, "Thanks for Israel for letting us live what Gazans have." Meanwhile, Egyptian mediation efforts are underway in Cairo in an attempt to achieve national unity between Palestinian factions. Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abul Ghait had proposed bringing in Arab forces in Gaza. Most of the factions in Gaza rejected the proposal, as the popular resistance committees said it would deal with any forces as same as the occupation. In the meantime, the National and International Relations Department of the Palestinian Liberation Organization issued today its monthly report on Israeli army attacks on Palestinians. The report pointed out that two Palestinians were killed and 131 others were wounded in both Gaza Strip and the West Bank in the month of August. It is believed that this relatively low death toll among Palestinians is a result of the Cairo-brokered ceasefire deal hammered on June 19th. Many commentators consider the deal as fragile and would possibly collapse at any time. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari, Hossam Kassiz, and George Rishmawi.